Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is the founder and CEO of Heyo.com. The company has created a totally unique social marketing platform. It's a simple and powerful way to create totally mobile-optimized campaigns for Facebook. Joining us on the line from Blacksburg, Virginia, to share the vision and describe how Heyo works to help business owners sell more stuff is Nathan Latka. Nathan, welcome to the program.
David, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here and with your community today.
Absolutely. Let's start from the very beginning. A little bit about you and how this company was formed. What led to the formation of Heyo and sort of the idea to do this?
Well, I was studying architecture here at Virginia Tech, and I overheard fifth years when I was a freshman frustrated because they couldn't find jobs. Now, David, remember, this was 09, okay? So no one was hiring architects because nobody was building.
Right.
So what happened was I got very insecure, and that night I went home to my dorm room, you know, 12-foot by 10-foot space, you know, built with white cinder block walls all around me, and I said, you know what? I need to figure out a way to sell something so that I don't have to rely on anybody else. And I'd spent so much time, David, on Facebook. I said, it makes complete sense for me to sell something that's related to Facebook. And I simply studied the dot-com boom and how everyone wanted a website and said, wow, this is the Facebook boom and everyone's going to want a fan page. And I started selling Facebook fan pages for $700 a piece, and I sold 100 of them. So I did 70 grand in sales wearing Christmas boxers, jamming in my dorm room, and that's how the company started.
Wow, how interesting. So you literally leveraged using the Facebook platform, mastered how to do that as a solopreneur, and started the company really through Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah, and that's because I couldn't afford to pay for a domain or pay for hosting. Yeah. Setting up a Facebook fan page to sell Facebook fan pages was free.
Right, exactly. How brilliant. It's so simple and elegant and brilliant. So after you kind of went through this initial sort of what we call entrepreneurial seizure, and you then sort of went through an evolutionary process to create a more mature or your own product, talk to us a little bit about the problem you identified when you wanted to set out to do that.
Well, I mean, I realize that a lot of people, again, were wanting to connect with small businesses in particular, were wanting to connect with their customers on Facebook because their customers were spending a lot of time there. So the main problem with that, though, was a small business owner like Dylan, who uses Heyo, he runs a chip company here in Blacksburg. Right. He doesn't know how to code, so he didn't know how to build these fan pages. So that was a need that I could serve, was help Dylan launch a fan page so he can capture emails and sell more bags of chips.
And did you have a particular approach to it that perhaps was different?
A particular approach to what?
To building the fan pages themselves, or was it just a matter of optimizing those fan pages?
So Facebook gives you kind of a free version of a Facebook page, but with organic reach on Facebook plummeting, and there's more content competition from other businesses, small businesses, in order to compete, have to offer a unique experience. And so to build this unique experience, you typically launch a Facebook application. So Heyo helps the small business owner drag and drop together these Facebook apps so that without any coding, so that they can capture emails and drive sales. And building that email list for a small business is critical, David, because it's an asset that the small business has as long as they're around, regardless of what Facebook does.
Absolutely. The data mining of new folks that you can market to directly through email or Facebook directly or all those channels is so critical. The platform, as I understand it, is entirely automated. Talk to us a little bit about the user experience. You talked a little bit a moment ago about the drag and drop environment. How easy is this to do?
Well, you know, I'd prefer to maybe tell a story, right? So Chad right. Abbott works with an author, which is like a small business, right? They're hustling from their home trying to get this guy on the bestseller list. And the author's name was Dinesh. Now, Chad, who again works with Dinesh, didn't know any code. So what Chad did is he used Heyo's contest template for Facebook, and he dragged and dropped his campaign together with, there's six critical elements, David, to a Facebook contest to really have it succeed. And we know this because we've split tested over 250,000 Facebook contests over the past 3 years. Those six critical pieces is, first, a strong incentive. Second, you've got to have a countdown on the contest to create urgency. Third, you want the email opt-in as the first step, about a third down the left side of the contest. Fourth is you want to make your fans market for you, so let them like, share, and tweet the campaign.
Right.
The fifth is to put your brand logo on the upper left. And the sixth is to make sure it's mobile optimized, because about 50% of Facebook users are only using Facebook via their mobile devices on a daily basis now. So Chad did this, and he was able to do it with Heyo without, again, having to hire a developer. And the results, David, were incredible. So they got 4,500 views to the campaign. Now, that was all free because the campaign marketed itself. And David, let me ask you, and all you small businesses listening right now, I'd love your guess maybe in the comments. But David, what would you consider a good conversion rate on a Facebook contest? Conversion meaning someone who views the campaign and then decides to enter their email.
Oh gosh, I'll just jump in here. Metrics on that, I don't know. Would you say 12%, 14%?
Yes. So from 4,500 impressions that Chad got on this contest, he grew his email list by 2,282 people for over a 50% conversion rate.
Wow.
It was really remarkable.
Wow. Did that number I threw at you, is that typically what you might see otherwise?
Most landing pages, yeah. If you're not using Heyo, you're going to see like a 5 or 6% conversion rate.
So even less than that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. How now? There's a distinction, or is there a distinction between the campaigns and the contests, or are they
nope,
very integrated? They really are the same thing. All right, so these six elements. This is fascinating. So you guys split tested to learn about the behavior, the click behavior, the conversion, how to maximize, optimize. It's definitely through mobile, because north of 70% now is mobile, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And through that process, now know how to architect or engineer these. I use the word architect, right? Engineer these so that they're successful. How cool is that? Any business on Facebook really can benefit from this. Talk a little bit about some of the benefits. Or if you have another case study, that's cool too.
Yeah, so I'll go back to Dylan, who we talked a little bit about earlier. Again, right. He is a social media manager at Burt's Chips. So again, they did the same thing, different industry, obviously, than the author industry. They
right.
used the same six critical pieces, though, of the contest. And again, we've really proven that these six elements work across any industry. And they saw similar results. So they got 4,300 views to the campaign, and they captured 2,700 emails for a 64% conversion rate, which now, with those emails, he then sends them an offer that says something like, hey guys, click this link below in the email to get your, you know, free order, or you know, a discounted order of our chips, and it drives sales. So that's really what's critical for that small business owner that's looking to get exposure on Facebook. The contest is a unique experience that puts them on the same playing field as big Fortune 500 brands, and allows them to have success.
We talked a little bit the other day prior to this interview, and you mentioned that there were some new metrics coming out from Facebook about advertising and sort of related ideas about advertising on Facebook. Do you want to share some of that?
Facebook advertising over the past year, and this is according to their earnings call just last week, the ad prices have increased about 123%. So unfortunately, you know, Facebook is going to really be catering towards these big brands.
Right.
At Heyo, I don't care about big business at all. Well, our focus is helping a small business owner compete in this digital landscape. And so what we're helping them do, again, is build these kinds of contests that get them highly qualified leads without having to spend money on Facebook ads. And that's where we're focused.
And you have a software as a service. That's the way this is formatted, correct?
Yeah, so small businesses can go to heyo.com. They can sign up for free to use us. And if they want more features, they can pay $30 a month to unlock all these features. Now, that is a no-brainer for folks like Dylan, who are capturing thousands of emails for just $30 a month. And
oh,
then
yeah.
they're turning around and selling thousands of dollars worth of product.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous leverage in that. So it's a freemium model. Then you move into unlocking additional features. How cool. Are there any other companies out there that come close to doing this the way Heyo does it?
Well, there's a lot of companies that are, I think, trying to do Facebook apps. But, you know, David, you know, they all give up on small businesses. Most of them, their cheapest price is $2,500 a month. They go to
wow.
and only serve the enterprise because
wow.
it's easier and the enterprises will pay more. And you know, and honestly, it frustrates me, because when you look at our economy, and you know all these stats, I mean, since 1990, big business has laid off net loss of 4 million jobs. Small businesses, net gain of 8 million jobs. I mean, that's why we are so excited and very focused, again, on helping that's the small business owner. We won't move upstream. And so that's a big difference between us and our competitors. And additionally, a lot of our competitors are not focused on results. They're focused on, hey, launch your app. They don't care what the results are.
Right.
As you've seen from the six steps I articulated and the stories of Chad Abbott with the author and Dylan with the chips, We're very focused on conversion and results so the small business can get leads and drive sales.
I love it. Yes, the results orientation is fabulous. Great stuff. The website, heyo.com. It's H-E-Y-O. We've been visiting with Nathan Latka. He's the founder and CEO of Heyo. When did you guys launch your initial product?
So we launched the initial product about 3 years ago.
Well, we wish you great success. I will certainly spread the love. Our listeners will as well. Thank you so much, Nathan. We appreciate you joining us on the program.
Yep, David, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Small Biz America. The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.